is Christian Radio coming your way on 657 AM and Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. The radio station where we unashamedly say Jesus is God. We're not ashamed to proclaim that over the hills, the valleys, from Gauteng to the Western Cape, from the Northern Cape to the green hills of KwaZulu-Natal. Jesus is love. Jesus is God. Part of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And wherever you are on God's earth this morning, do stay tuned to this radio station as we'll take you through to 9 o'clock this morning. Yours truly with you until 9 o'clock this morning. My name is Wynand Rousseau. So, dumelang, sanbonani, kujan, goeiemôre. Lekker om saam met jou te kan kuier. I want to ask you a question and love to get your response on this question. You can WhatsApp me. 082-657-2729. 082. That's the WhatsApp number in studio. And I use that often to get a response and see what you're thinking about what we're talking about. So this morning, I want to ask you this. Do you think it is possible for Christ to return this day? This Monday, the 14th of June, almost in the middle of winter, second year COVID-19 on the earth, do you think it is possible for Jesus to return this day? Would it be possible? Ek het 'n ou pastoor daar in die Oos-Kaap geken wat sê, broer, jy moet 'n wederkomsverwagting hê. Die Here kan vandag dalk nog kom. Wat dink jy? Do you think it is possible for Jesus to return this day? 082-657-2729. A simple yes or no would be suffice. Not your name, not your street address, not where you're from, and your whole opinion about it, and the rapture, and the pre-rapture, and post-rapture, and all that. But do you believe that it's possible for the Lord Jesus to return this day to the earth? Strange question to ask this time of the morning. Hence, our listeners, the WhatsApp line just exploded with an emphatic yes. Yes, it is possible. It is possible for the Lord Jesus Christ to return this day. Norma, Mari, Anami, gelowiges dwars deur Suid-Afrika wat sê dit is moontlik vir die Here Jesus Christus om vandag terug te keer na hierdie aarde. Hence the urgency to share the good news. We are all about the good news. But unless you believe that it's possible for the Lord Jesus Christ to return this day to his earth that he created, the word urgency wouldn't mean anything to you. Love to hear what you're thinking. Dink jy dis moontlik vir die Here om vandag terug te kom? Op hierdie dag, vandag, vanoggend, deur die loop van die dag, die 14de Junie. Now, there's interesting scripture. When you say yes, when you say yes, that means that the Bible has got a response to that. And the Bible says in Luke 18 and verse 8, in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. Don't take my word for it. Luke 18 and verse 8. The Bible says, and listen to this. These are frightening words. If you say it is possible for the Lord Jesus Christ to return this day, the Bible says in Matthew 24 and verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. If you look at the world around us, There are many loveless people. You just have to climb onto Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to see the types of pictures that people post, the conversations that they have, how they address one another. To see that the love of many has grown cold. In die gelykenis van die 10 maagde, die 5 met genoeg olie vir hulle lampies en 5 met nie genoeg olie vir hulle lampies nie, het ek lank gewonder oor die olie en hulle moes gaan olie koop. En ek het vir iemand gevra, wat beteken dit? Wat verstaan jy van die 5 maagde? Maagde, hulle is veronderstel om rein te wees. Maar hulle olie het opgeraak, and this person without skipping a heartbeat said, they ran out of love for God and love for people. What does it mean to love? What does it mean when we talk about God is love? Does God love everyone? Does God love Christians more than he loved non-Christians? Does God love Christians in a different way than he loves non-Christians? These are important questions. But there's also instruction in God's word for us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. One of the greatest dissensions on the face of this planet is the division between races and nations at the moment. Not just in South Africa. It's not just black and white and colored and Indian that intensely dislike one another. But all over the world. And God has used us as salt and light to be the buffer between these people. To say this is not God's way. What does it mean when we say the love of many will grow cold? How are you doing this morning? Jesus answered this in a question by his disciples. What will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age in Matthew 24? You can go and read it. As Jesus left the temple and was on his way, his disciples came to him, point out the buildings of the temple, and he answered them, you see all these things? Do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be one left, one stone upon the other. Die Here het sy eie tempel nie gespaar nie. Kyk wat sê hy oor die aarde. And so Jesus described the end of the age. What will it be with his second coming? What will it be with his second coming? Now I've asked you and you say, it is possible that he can come today. And so Jesus described the end of the age. He says, there will be many false Christs. We've certainly had our fair share of that. There will be many wars. We have certainly had our fair share of that. Rumors of wars. Strife. We see that. Children killing their parents. And parents killing their children. We see that. Not in other nations, but in our own nation. Natural disasters. We see that. Jesus also warned of the persecution of believers every Wednesday, fortnight. We pray for the persecuted church all over the earth. There are Christians right now in the deepest, darkest dungeons because they dare to say Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is God. There are people who cannot say that, for they don't believe that is truly God. There are other religions that even say, well, we quote him in our religious scripts, but no, we don't believe that he is God. We believe he's a prophet or anything else, a good guy. But we don't believe that he is God. And Jesus said, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. Are you a true Christian this morning? And even those with faith who's weak is the faith is weak this morning? Well, you persevere to the end. The true love, the love that the Bible speaks about, what is that? The Bible talk, my friend, the fruit of God's Spirit. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not fruits, but fruit. I'm talking about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 7, 13, 7, love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things. Is this part of your character this morning? Is this who you are? True love cannot become cold if it's sustained by Christ, who is able to keep us from falling. It's Jude 1:24 says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. We're talking true love here. How's your love for the Lord this morning? How are you doing? If God can indeed return this day, how can we be sure that we have the love of Christ that will never grow cold? My brother, my friend, you listening to this radio broadcast, we begin by examining ourselves to be sure if we are truly in the faith. Did you know there's a scripture for it? It's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says, not your wife, not your son, your daughter, not your husband, not your brother-in-law, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, but examine yourselves. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. If Christ again indeed return this day, test yourself. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? If we truly belong to Christ, if we truly belong to Christ, we can be confident that we possess the love from the Spirit that never grows cold. I look in awe at the way that people speak to another, disrespectful, the way the races hate each other, the politics in this country, the greed, the corruption, the bribery. The list is endless. If we truly belong to Christ. Now, the question is, does God love everyone? I don't want to end it on a negative note here this morning. I don't want to end it on a negative note. He shows his mercy and his kindness to all. The Bible says that. Does God love Christians more than he loves non-Christians? No. Not in regards to his merciful love. John 3:16, that's where I get my facts from. For God so loved the world. Does God love Christians in a different way than he loves non-Christians? Yes. 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 Because believers have exercised faith in God's Son, in Jesus. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not works. It's not I have given my life. It's a searching and a seeking and a say, Lord, I'm a lost sinner. I need your saving grace this morning. You see, God has a unique relationship with Christians in that only Christians have forgiveness. Listen to this. Only Christians have forgiveness based on God's eternal grace. It's unconditional. It's merciful love that God has for everyone that should bring us to faith. Hoeveel keer het ouens nie al van my gesê nie, jy gebruik dit seker ook as 'n kruk, 'n crutch. Turning to this so-called unseen God. Yes. Yes. He answered me when I cried out to him. In my moments of desperation, realized that I'm lost as a sinner. Realized death and taxes are the only sure thing in this life. You know how many people currently die with COVID? Are you ready to meet your maker? Receiving that grace with gratefulness. covenant love he grants to those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you one of them? And so, yes, in a sense, God's love is for the whole world. It's many scriptures. Romans 5, 8, 1 John 2 and verse 2, John 3, 16. But how are you doing this morning? Do you really love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have the fruit of the Spirit in you? Are you willing to test yourself? You see, the Bible says God is merciful to this world. His merciful love to the world is manifested in that God gives people the opportunity to repent. You know what the first words were? What Jesus had spoken when he started sharing the gospel, the good news on the face of this planet? You know the first words that he's ever spoken to a dying world around him was, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Repent. Do we even know what that means? Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And you know what? The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anybody to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowlessness, but he's patient toward you, not wishing that anybody should perish, but that all should reach the repentance. You see, we're talking about God's unconditional love. It's related to his general call to salvation. And there's a call to salvation. This is the day for salvation. If God can indeed return this day, this is the day of salvation. His permissive, perfect will. This is the day for salvation. You will know. Don't tell me you a Christian because of what somebody once said, and maybe you've prayed some prayer somewhere and somebody else declared over your life, you are a Christian now. How many times does this word echo in the scriptures, go and sin no more? And yet you just have to look at the news headlines around us. The love of many has grown cold. The love of many has grown cold. Do you know this God as a personal Savior? Do you have a personal relationship with this God? If indeed it is, as you've said on WhatsApp, yes, the Lord can return this day. Do you have a personal relationship with this God? Do you know him in person? When last have you led another lost soul to the Lord Jesus Christ? The Great Commission, the Great Command. I'm talking about outrageous love here, my brother, my sister. I'm talking about outrageous love. A God that is merciful to us. See, God's love of sinners justifies sinners. It's not extended to anyone, only to those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what I say. The love of God that justifies sinners is extended not to everyone, only to those who have faith in his Son, Jesus the Christ. I get that from Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God that brings people into intimacy with himself, it's not extended to everyone, only to those who love the Son of God. Do you love the Son of God? Jesus says, John 14, to anyone, whoever has my commandments and keep them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. What a beautiful scripture. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know the outrageous love that I'm talking about this morning? A God that came to this world, that gave his life so that you can have life. And so, Lord Jesus Christ, our WhatsApp line testify against us that you can return this day to this earth that you have created. Your creations the crown of your creation, mankind. And Lord, forgive us, for we are not kind to one another. In fact, there's hatred and division. We don't love our neighbor as we love ourselves, let alone love you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. It's not that we're sinning, we're drinking down sin like water. And if indeed you can return this day as we so testified on WhatsApp this morning, let us test ourselves and see if Christ is indeed in us. Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I that live, but Christ who now lives in me. Father, have mercy on us. And for you who are convicted by the word of God in the early hours of this morning, I want to pray. And it's not because you, dis nie omdat jy hierdie paar woorde prevel dat jy nou okay is hier vanaf nie. You will see fruit in your life. You will see the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit as I've shared it with you this morning. If you truly accept Christ, you will see it in your life. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of love. The fruit of joy. The fruit of peace. The fruit of patience. Do we have these character traits? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Do we have it in our lives? And so I want to pray with you if you yearn to be part of the family of God. Let's go to the Lord Jesus in prayer. Bow your spirit, man. Bend your knee. Let us go to the Lord this morning in prayer and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I have grown cold. I have fallen by the wayside, Lord. I am he, I am she, who no longer loves my neighbor, who no longer have a heart for fellow South Africans. I struggle with hatred and sin in my life. The list is endless, and here I am to confess, Lord, that I am a sinner. God of Israel, God of the Bible, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, have mercy on me. Holy Spirit, here I am, presenting my heart, my soul, my inner being, my core, as a sacrifice to you, Lord. Forgive my sins. Lord, come and tabernacle with me from this day forth. I confess that Jesus is the Son of God. I confess that Jesus is God Himself. I confess that He died for my sins on Calvary. I confess that God's Word is truth. I confess that He was born of a virgin. I confess. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is cleansing me right now through the blood of the Lamb, forgiving me my sins, taking up residence in my spirit man, rejuvenating me, refreshing me, new oil, a new touch, a fresh touch from God Himself. Thank you, Lord, that when I run to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.